Tiny residents can put a bookmark in this chapter of the North Simcoe Library saga. Reimbursement has been approved for tiny township citizens who use neighboring libraries for their services. Tiny Township does not have a library of its own, and was intertwined for decades with Penetanguishene, Midland and Springwater until recent issues around high taxes and waning infrastructure caused a rift in support outside their own communities. As of the recent regular council meeting, the conditions for Tiny Township residents are as such. Asterisk reimbursement is limited to libraries of the towns of Midland, Penetanguishene and Township of Springwater. Asterisk reimbursement is limited one library per household, not a membership at each library. Asterisk reimbursement is limited to one membership per family at that library's non-resident rate. Additionally, a reimbursement plan direct to the municipality through individual library boards was sought by council, to not require payment by individual residents. The move comes following a Midland Today story Tuesday about a resident who was having difficulty being compensated after paying library fees. Mayor Dave Evans addressed the topic once more at last night's meeting, stating that the township hadn't wavered in any one direction. "We are fully in favor of libraries and providing access to libraries," said Evans, "and we are working through the individual negotiations with every library board at the moment. Two of which continue as until as we know December 31st, one of which, Penetanguishene, has already changed and is implementing a new policy." He acknowledged that there had been bumps along the way, early in the process. "Our policy providing a reimbursement of any non-resident library fee per household is now in effect, and we will be continuing with that in the future," Evans noted. "Legally, it did not pass until today." Penetanguishene Public Library announced weeks ago it was reducing hours of operation as well as increasing non-resident fees from $150 to $200 per year. The impact was felt by Tiny residents having to pay the fee without recompensation, although Tiny Council said they would reimburse individuals. Said Evans, "I also ask for your patience because this is a very fluid situation and there's three ongoing negotiations, and it's frankly new territory for all of us." He added that the township would look to maintain and improve services, working toward a policy that was as seamless as before while being streamlined for the community. The library services resolution can be viewed on the agenda page on the Township of Tiny website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.